This is a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
In the studio, they are coming on the program to talk about their latest EP, extended play for those not in the loop, called The Home for the Lovesick, not to be misconfused with The Love for the Homesick. We've got Dita, your friend. How are you going, Dita?
I'm going good, thank you.
You've got a pretty big day on today, don't you? You've got an assignment to do.
Yeah, I do. It's due at 4 p.m. today.
How are we feeling?
I'm feeling a little bit sleep deprived.
A little bit sleep deprived?
I think we're going to get there. I have at least like one paragraph to do.
Are you one of these Zoomers who loves to stay up on their phone all hours
yeah,
of the night?
Yeah, I was on Roblox.
Scrolling the old tickety-tock?
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, what's on your feed?
Mm-hmm.
What's in your like algorithm? What's in your feed?
Mostly just silly makeup videos and like brain rot.
Yeah.
Lots of Labubu.
Yeah.
Lots of Dubai chocolate recently. That's getting annoying, but... Yeah.
Have you tried Dubai? Because it's like coming into supermarkets here, which is quite weird.
Yeah, I've seen that.
The Dubai chocolate.
I've actually tried it once. I bought it from like the dairy near the Polytech and didn't realize that it was like $16.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Until I was swiping my card and I was like, oh, why is
Ruh-roh.
This? Why is my lunch $20?
How can I not pay rent this week?
But it was an alright experience. I wouldn't buy it again. I wouldn't spend $16 on Dubai chocolate ever again.
Coming from probably one of the worst countries in the world. No shade to Dubai, but y'all gotta do better. Have you ever thought of going by Dita Your Enemy if you want to make some really angry stuff?
I mean, I'm thinking about it now, and I think it could be a good alias if I felt like dissing some people.
Yeah. Yeah. Launching some Kendrick Drake type beefs around the city.
Yeah, but I think I'd have to change my whole genre and... I don't know, I think that'd be a lot.
Do like a 90s boom bap throwback.
Yeah,
go roll Tupac with it.
Yeah,
hit him up.
Mum's usually the rapper, so.
True.
I don't know about that.
We'll get to talking about your mum in a second. But first things first, there's a really great photo on your Instagram of you in the JB Hi-Fi vinyl section holding Charlie XCX's Brat.
Ooh.
B-R-A-T. Yo. Was that an album on high rotation for you last year?
Oh, 100%.
Mm.
The back to back from that, that album was my top. Listened to on Spotify last year.
Back to back. How does that one go?
Back to back to you. I don't want to fall right back to us.
Oh, true. I've listened to it like a handful of times, so
yeah.
I might have slipped through the cracks for me.
It was definitely my most listened to album, especially all the remixes and all of that.
Mm.
Amazing piece of work.
Shout out the remixes. I really love the Apple remix with Japanese House.
Oh, yeah.
I've been looking at you so long, now you're only seeing me. It's a good tongue. Anyway, let's talk about this new EP that you've released, The Home for the Lovesick. You've got a... Actually, well, before we get to that, you're sort of in a R&B / electronic / hippity hoppity lane, and I noticed that there's not a lot of that sort of stuff down here. We've got people like DJ Raheem, Mike Shaw, Crit, Scapegoat Mercy. Do you interact with that crowd very often?
I do, actually. I work pretty closely with Saturday Shift, which is an art collective full of Dunedin rappers and artists. It's kind of like... It's hard to describe Set Shift, but...
They're a multimedia platform.
Yeah. But they're all like boys and they're all rappers, so it's like... I'm kind of just the DT or friend in between all of them. But they're really cool. Yeah, I do talk to them quite a lot. I'd say shout out Baba44 and Sefs, because... they're featured in my EP as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Bubba44 is on like what, two or three songs?
Yeah.
Delivering some mean verses.
Yeah.
Now, you've got a pretty trippy, psychedelic, fuzzy, and very colourful aesthetic online. Kind of cyber goth vibes. Mm. I'm not sure if that's me being old and not knowing what terms are these days. Where did your visual inspiration come from?
I kind of just always have made things up, but I'd say like some of my biggest inspirations is like. Just, I don't know, being, like, probably mostly, like, Harajuku fashion and, like...
Is that, like, the Shibuya scene?
Yeah, I don't really know. Just Japanese fashion in general.
True.
And I think, like, I like tapping into trippy artists like Bjork and FK Twigs, Earth Eater.
Mm.
Lots of really, like, I love tapping into the, like, real feminine, but, like, really artistically creative woman.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Bjork, the first ever video I saw from Bjork was the one with her and the cat. And the cat, she has a cat, and eventually the cat gets really big and turns into her husband. And she starts dancing with it and has got a suit on. Have you seen that video?
Is it the Triumph of a Heart?
Yes, it is, yeah.
Yeah, I have seen
that. It's legendary activity right there. Now the new EP, as I mentioned before, it's called The Home for the Lovesick. If there was a home for the lovesick in Otipoti, where would it be and why?
It would be my house. I find it kind of funny that the lyric in The Home for the Lovesick, The Home for the Lovesick, the song in the EP, is like, they're taking me to the home for the lovesick, but it's like, wait a minute, this is just my house. It's like, yeah, I don't really know how to describe it. It's just...
vibes, bro.
Yeah, like, this. Every time we've thought about, like, where it is, it's just like, it's just my house.
It could be something you carry with you.
Mm.
Yeah. Now, your mum is your manager and features on a couple of tracks on here. She also handles some of the production. She's also filming this interview right now. Why did you start collaborating with her? How did that collaboration start?
Well, I don't... we kind of... we started, like, mum started writing a couple... around Easter. Mum started writing a couple of, like, random raps and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And then we kind of thought, you know what? This is something that's unique. Who else is making songs with their mum? Mm. Like, we're like, oh, this could be amazing and marketable. But, yeah, we kind of just thought it'd be cool to, like, intertwine, like, our relationship, because we're extremely close and I damn love my mum. Which is awesome.
Shout out mums, man. Let me get the ear horn on this. Shout out mums. Where's the ear horn at? There it is.
But yeah, we started collaborating because we just felt like it. It was just a natural flow that happened so easily, and managed to pull together I'm in Your Head really, really quickly as well. That was a really cool process, and it was just, yeah.
Was that your mum's first time entering, like, being a rapper and entering the music world from the creative point of view?
Yeah, it was.
That's awesome.
She's always been, like, around the scene, but, like, never really got involved until now. And, yeah, I just think it would be really cool for people to see something new.
Mm-hmm. It's pretty awesome. It's pretty novel, and obviously there's a great creative chemistry there.
Mm.
Now, there's some real strong themes on this EP of love, falling for people and them not understanding you, like on my favourite track on this thing, Misfortune, which we'll play after this corridor. It reinforces this notion of lovesick that the EP is named for. Would you say that being lovesick is a bit of a struggle?
It is, but it's also like...
double-edged sword.
Yeah, it's like kind of... lovesick is like kind of a feeling that you can't control, but it's also you're kind of doing it to yourself at the same time.
Mm.
Like, it is a struggle, and it's like, I feel like a lot of people could relate to it, because like this whole EP is just about tragedy and romantic tragedy and like being so hopeless. It's like, oh my god, somebody take me to the home for the lovesick right now.
Mm.
And yeah, so lovesick is kind of a struggle.
Do you think it kind of romanticizes the tragedy a little bit?
Yeah, yeah. Most definitely. Yeah.
Do you think that's a coping mechanism?
Yeah, most definitely.
Trauma.
Yeah, it definitely is. And I don't know, thought it would be cool to take the word lovesick and make it my own meaning towards what it means, and building a whole world of it. Yeah.
And there is a whole world, because I noticed in the album title, the EP cover, it says Volume 1, which implies the existence of multiple volumes that have yet to be released.
I definitely have possibly been thinking about where I would go next with The Home for the Lovesick.
Mm.
Potentially there might be more volumes of it and more amazing, cool songs around this whole idea of being lovesick, so...
watch this space.
Yeah. Watch the space.
Watch this goddamn space.
Stay tuned.
What is the cure for lovesickness? Is there a cure? Is it ginger and turmeric?
The only thing I could think of is
Therapy.
Therapy and KFC. Mm. It's literally the only thing I can think of.
Mm-hmm.
Or, what was my, what are my cures for? I was thinking of. I don't know what she's saying.
It's hard to hear with the headphones on, isn't it?
Probably just talking to people and getting close and like...
Going outside,
touching grass.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's not really a... I don't think there really is a cure for lovesickness.
No, there's like...
my world.
Medication, maybe.
Yeah.
Like, not a literal medication. I'm talking about like, you know, like the things we were just talking about before.
Yeah.
There's ways of coping with it.
Yeah.
But like many a... kind of condition. It's no, it's chronic.
Mm.
Or well, it's long. It's long term.
Yeah. Or yeah, intergenerational.
I want to talk about one of the tracks here called Dial Tone, which features a pretty 80s sounding dark synth. It sounds almost grime esque. Is she an influence for you on this thing?
Yeah, but like early day grimes.
Not post Elon Musk. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that was massive misstep, my bro. Bro fumbled so hard.
She is definitely one of my biggest influences. I grew up with mom playing her music around me ever since I was little.
Mm-hmm.
I loved. Wait, was it pre Elon Musk grimes?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
like Oblivion.
Yeah, Oblivion. Genesis.
Kill versus Mame.
Yeah,
it's a great song.
Mm, yeah, beautiful.
She got some bangers.
Mm, she
does. You mentioned earlier off here that you had some shows in the works. There was a show maybe coming up in October.
Yeah, some talk about a show on the 16th of October, Native Birds show with Assorted Hamish.
Mm-hmm. Massive shout out to Assorted Hamish.
Massive.
Radio on legend.
And I will be getting up and singing a couple of songs this weekend at the Crown with Bubba 44. We'll probably be singing Stay Away, I think, which was from his most recent drop, 808s. And possibly Saturday Night, which is also another song from Home for the
Elton John. I mean, sorry, yeah.
But... so far, that's the only gig information or things that I have lined up.
Mm. Otherwise, you're taking it pretty cruisy music-wise for the rest of the year?
Yeah, hopefully. I'll have a lot more time to think about what I'm going to do next, because I think it's the holidays soon. And
not for you, you get that assignment due for.
No, don't remind me.
Oh, man. I appreciate your time and coming on the program, Deesa. Do you have any final words for our lovely listeners?
I love you.
Hell yeah, I often say that as well. It's a really cute thing to say. Awesome. We're going to play Deesa Your Friend, Misfortune, from the new EP, Home for the Lovesick. It is out wherever you find your tunes. And then after that, we'll have the Rad Times Gig Guide. You are indeed listening to The One. Keep it locked. Love you.
Thanks for listening to Radio 1 91 FM podcast. All of our content lives online at r1.co.nz.